Welcome to Brett Time. My name is Gabriel Valdivia.
And I'm Charlie Dietz.
Ooh, you're hyped today.
I got you going. Let's go.
I want to get vulnerable. I want you to tone down the hype. And I want to talk about something that people don't often talk about.
Great. Let's get vulnerable.
I had a rough day at work. And I feel like a lot of people don't talk about those types of events. And I wanted to see if we can maybe share a couple of examples or some anecdotes of like when work isn't so hot and how to kind of cope with that.
I take almost everything I do super seriously. I'm usually wrong and I get shut down all the time for various good reasons. And I let all that stuff affect my emotions and ego directly. And I have to bring myself back up on a daily basis. So I feel pretty on top of this topic.
So okay, let's start there. Do you think the reasons are good, or at least generally you're being shut down for the right reason?
Yeah, I'm constantly trying to prove to myself, like, you're doing a good job, because like, that's what I want, right? I want to do a good job in the things that I do. So I'm trying to look for evidence of me doing a good job in the work that I do. But sometimes I don't do a good job because I'm a human being and I make mistakes, right? So in those particular moments, when someone like alerts me to it, or I become alerted to it, I suddenly have to break down this theory that I'm doing a good job and reconcile with the fact that I haven't done a good job for something. Sometimes it's like communication, or like letting something go that I should have been responsible for because I thought something else was more important or something, and I just let it slip, right? These are things that like happen. And then when I actually realize it, it's pretty painful because I'm like, oh, I blocked someone because I didn't do the work there, or I didn't communicate this here. And then that made it awkward for some other person to figure out what's going on or whatever. Like, there's infinite examples I could think of this stuff, but it happens. And I don't know. Yeah.
I'm grateful for my time at Facebook because it's like boot camp for this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It is like relentless in its crushing of your ego and showing you that you're not doing the best job, because the stakes are so high, right? And the quality bar is so high that you're often just not meeting it. Or at least I often wasn't meeting it. And I remember just developing kind of coping mechanisms there to just trust the process and remove yourself from the work. And that's helped me. But the thing that I struggle with is that in general, in this corporate world, responsibility is very rarely handed down to you. What I've noticed is that, you know, opportunities just come and it's up to you to decide whether you want to take that responsibility or not. So it's often putting yourself out there and stepping out of your comfort zone to do something that you may not be prepared to do, but you want to do, right? You want to take this responsibility and you want to take that step. And because I'm often putting myself in that situation, I often fail. Like, I often do a poor job because I'm not ready. I'm not prepared. And nobody's really teaching me that. Very rarely there's like a sensei that is like, okay, here is the path. Like, you know, follow this and you will succeed. It's a pretty rough game of trial and error where like it's just failing constantly until at some point you're like, oh, I think I can do this now. But at that point, you're just already into the next thing.
I think I read something about YouTube creators, or I watched a video about YouTube creators, but one of the things that they were saying is like, oh, you spend your whole life wanting to be in this position where you could be like this person with a voice and do this stuff. So once you get into that position, you just take every opportunity that's thrown to you because you're like, wow, I finally have the chance to have these opportunities. So I'm going to take them all, right? And then they put themselves into a position where they're like overworked, right? So it's the same thing, I think, in like a corporate job. Like, if you have opportunities that show up and you're feeling pretty ambitious, like you're going to be like, well, I'll take that too. And you sometimes neglect maybe like yourself in the process, where you're saying like, well, I can't really turn that down because it's an opportunity to like have influence and stuff. And that's good for my career and also like what I really want to be doing. So for me, I particularly tend to take these things on, but I'm like almost not paying attention to like how much I really should be taking on. And I'll like take on too much. And then I work myself into a position where it's like, okay, now am I going to overwork, or am I going to let some stuff not meet the bar that I want it to, right? So that's something I fail at pretty commonly, because I can't turn off my desire to like, if I have the opportunity to do something and I think it's valuable, it's like, well, I want to do it. And I have trouble balancing that with like, oh, I'm one person and I have to like focus my time on one good thing at a time in order to do it well.
For me, it's, you know, the fact fact that I'm one person is a limitation for sure. But oftentimes it's just like, I'm not good at it. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm a little bit grateful to that. Like there's some system of checks and balances where other people are like, no, you're not good at this. You should rethink something. Because oftentimes what the failure means is it's just slowing down. Like you're taking this initiative and you're getting momentum and you're, you know, convincing stakeholders to do X, Y, or Z. And at some point, someone along the chain is like, nope, start again.
Buzzer sound. You didn't do it right. Start over.
Like, it's frustrating because you're getting all this momentum and you're getting all this gratification for pushing something forward, especially something that nobody asked you to do, something that you're taking the initiative to do and so on for the benefit of whatever the company is trying to accomplish. And someone along the way is like, nope, you're not quite there. And that can feel like people are rooting against you.
Yeah.
Like you're not given the vote of confidence or the benefit of the doubt. And it's really tough to like come home after a day like that and be like, no, this is part of the process. Like,
yeah. We've said this on Bread Time before, but it's like genuinely true, right? If you don't take the risks to totally screw up, you just like don't grow as fast, right? And this is it. Like some days you go home and you're like, I'm trash. Like I'm trash. And like, it sucks. You may go home in that mood, but honestly, like you're going to learn from that experience and you're likely not to do it the same way next time, or at least be more coherent or think about it in a different way where you're likely to achieve it in a more successful way in the future because you failed. And I think it's just so important to like not be afraid to fail, and also just like to be emotionally prepared to fail, because if you get into that mentality, it is really the most rapid way to grow, learn, and have a chance at actually being different or better in the future.
And that's really, to me, like a huge sign of a healthy work environment where you can feel safe to fail. I've had plenty of jobs where I feel like failure means getting fired or the ultimate punishment. And I think if a job or a work environment is able to encourage people taking chances and then failing and learning from that failure in a way that doesn't demotivate them to take a chance yet again, I think that's what makes a good job. And it's so rare to find, because you either feel stuck in your position or you're like climbing some sort of political battle to get to, you know, a more advantageous position. But I think the jobs that actually reward people taking the initiative and actually stepping out of their comfort zone are the ones worth keeping.
Yeah, easy. I was gonna go for it all the way, and then I was like, I failed.
This kind of stuff might seem cliche, like, you know, like you just gotta get up if you're being knocked down, all this stuff. But like, I feel like we don't talk about it. And I guess my point of reference is like design Twitter, where people talk about work. And it's either snarky comments or congratulatory, you know, tweets. It's never kind of like, I'm having a rough day. How do I get through this?
I'm pretty sure you wrote an article on Medium a couple of years ago about like what happens when you work on a project for a while and the thing doesn't ship, right? That's like a big one. That's like one where you put in a lot of effort and you feel like a sense of being, you know, failure or being like let down by yourself in the end, because like, why didn't I get it through? But that's like a big one. And I think, yeah, you're right. Like people don't talk about that stuff because it's not good for people's personal brands to be like, I fucked up. But it's true. It happens. Like I think people who are like genuinely good at hiding that they screw up or that even screwing up hurts them, they tend to look like these like more powerful people that are, you know, mature and everything like that. But I'm sure they go home some days and are like, oh God, you know, like it's got to be true. People are people. You can hide your emotions if you want. You can like let them out if you want. I don't know if there's like a better way to do it. I feel personally like expressing myself keeps me more authentic in those moments, but maybe it like prevents me from being thought of as someone who's more mature about these type of things.
So here's something that I double failed on. So I had a rough day at work, and when I got home, I didn't pull myself out of it. Like I basically just had a rough day altogether, and I just had to let time do its thing, and eventually I just forgot about it and felt better. But do you have any techniques that you use to kind of like decompress when those days come and to kind of remind yourself to trust in the process?
Apex Legends. Well, although that's not true. I've had really bad days, come home and played like a video game thinking like, this is going to get my mind off of it. And then I, of course, am drawn to these like competitive video games that I'm not very good at. And then I get trashed in the game and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go to bed now. Like, fail of a day.
I mean, I feel like you have all these like techniques on how to like center yourself. You sleep with your phone 12 feet away from you or whatever. Like, hit me with some pro tips.
Oh, I don't sleep with my phone 12 feet away from me. I sleep with my phone in a totally different room. I don't know how, if you're trying to be accurate there, but like,
are you saying you have rooms bigger than 12 by 12?
Well, yeah, it's just not in the same room, but I think the room's like 11 by 10. One is actually getting into the mental state where you do separate your work life and your home life into two different things. For me, that means like I physically have two phones, and I have the one that's my work phone that I put in my like work bag when I like after I feel like I'm done for the day, I like tuck it into the work bag, and then I try not to look at it or anything at all because I want to like actually find reprieve. Not everyone has the luxury of like saying, like, I'm not going to respond to anything else today. But like, I think if you build that habit as much as you can with the people you work with, they eventually learn to respect it. And I can say that for a fact, because I used to be the person who was available all the time. Like, you could always message me and I would immediately respond. And it was really hard to change that behavior where I was like, guess what? After 7 o'clock, you're just not going to find me till the next day. And that felt like a super big risk in the beginning. But to me, it's given me the space that like, at least my later evening hours and stuff, like it's not really an option to like keep thinking about those things. So I can usually kind of like get out of whatever state I might have been in before by the time I go to bed or something, potentially. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah. It's tough for me to, even if I don't check any emails or don't respond to any messages, like I'm still thinking about how I fucked up that day and how the thing that I've been working on for the last couple months just grounded to a halt because, you know, somebody didn't like something along the way.
I don't think you can do anything about that when it's that big of a deal. Like if it's that type of moment, just like let yourself go through it and you're gonna feel it either way. And it's better not to like repress it or try to like put it off of your mind if it's on your mind, you know, just like it's better to just actually deal with it. I know it's like unpleasant, but.
Well, you know what's not unpleasant?
What's that? The end of this episode?
Yeah, exactly. No, but I know this is helpful. I forgot that I wrote that article a couple years ago, and this comes in cycles. And I feel like we have to remind ourselves to take this game that we call a career and don't take it so seriously that it affects us that emotionally that much, right?
I think it's keeping perspective. Like, we're human beings. Like, that's the part you can't lose sight of, right? Like, the world looks perfect when you view it online. There's a lot of amazing things happening constantly, but those are like highlights of people's careers. You know, the things that you're experiencing is that looks so amazing. It's like, those are the best things that are happening that day in the world. There's a lot of people out there who could be like having not so great days or not getting anything done or not being productive or like failing, you know, there's like, but that's not the type of stuff that is celebrated in the world, like online communities. But I think that's the thing. It's like, that's not reality. And you just got to like keep your grounding in that. And then that helps you like know that each thing that does happen, that's a failure, is part of your personal growth and part of you learning. And those things actually add up to those better moments down the road.
I feel that. I feel like the internet is either the best or the worst of humanity. And I think that's why you can count on bread time. We're right in that middle mediocre line.
Grinding the mediocre bread time.
So hopefully this is helpful. It was helpful for me. So if nothing else, it saved me the therapy bill. If you want to save yourself the bill, don't do it. Go to therapy. But also listen to our next episode of Bread Time. My name is Gabriel Valdivia.
And I'm Charlie Dietz. Thanks for listening.